remember starting third year and feeling super useless. Like, I couldn't do anything. I didn't know where I was going. It was, like, my first day in the hospital. And I was trying to find out who my attending was and where I was supposed to be. And I felt really out of place. I really felt like I was in the way of all the nurses and everyone. And I remember one of my patients who was assigned to me to kind of take care of. I couldn't really do anything for her. And I felt kind of that insignificant, like, I don't know enough. No one really knew why she was there. But every day I would go in and I'd talk to her and, you know, get the little information and go back to my attending and tell them. They'd be like, okay, well, go see other patients. And but every day I'd go in and we were trying to kind of figure out what was going on with her. And I would spend more time with her than most of the other healthcare members because they were just really busy. And they were great physicians, but they didn't have the time to spend with all 30 of their patients. And I remember about on the third day, she just started opening up to me, and I felt like it was a really amazing experience to see how I was affecting her care in a way that other people couldn't, even though I couldn't offer her. I had no idea what was going on with her. At that point, my physical exam skills were really not great. I didn't know what medications to give her, but I was helping heal her just by being there and listening to her, and she kind of just opened up. And I felt like the reason that she actually was there was more of her anxiety and how the stress was affecting her physical health, because she was just getting sick, didn't really have specific symptoms, and just come in the hospital every couple of weeks and then come to find out, which she hadn't told anyone else, even though we were asking, you know, how's your stress at home, but it's kind of, you know, in and out. And so I don't think she really felt comfortable to open up with us when we were all there as a team, but just for some reason, I wasn't even asking, but just kind of like, oh, how are you doing? And she just started crying on this, like, third day that I had been interacting with her. And it had such an impact on me on the different aspects, I guess, of medicine, that how you actually care for a patient. It's not just about the diagnosis and treatment, but you're actually taking care, especially at their sickest moment. Sometimes they need more than just the physical medicine, I guess. So, and then I guess also that kind of, like, has made me go into, like, primary care. Thinking about kind of taking care of patients as a whole. So I'm multi-ethnical, and so even dealing with the struggles myself, because I'm actually half Middle Eastern and half American, and not really like fitting in any culture. Like, the Persians kind of don't accept me, and because I don't speak Farsi, and the Americans are like, you look so Persian. So that has always been interesting to me, like trying to find my niche in society. And then we actually also moved abroad. So my idea of, like, humanism has been changing ever since I was brought up. Like, my parents were also very open-minded and try to encourage me to see the perspective of everyone that comes in. I remember, like, being, I don't know, maybe 5 years old, really young, and someone had been mean to me at school, and I came home to tell my mom, and I was, like, kind of crying about it, and she's like, don't you feel sorry for them? I'm like, why would I feel sorry for them? They made me feel terrible. And she's like, don't you feel sorry that someone made them feel so badly that they had to treat you like that? And that's one of my, like, first real memories I can remember, just having, like, a humanistic experience. And I was like, wow, that's true. And that's kind of just, like, led me on my journey, I think, and kind of helped me through medicine, I guess, try to always relate to a patient, even if they frustrate me or, I don't know, you get overwhelmed sometimes, but if you can find that one piece that makes them human to you, that you can relate to them, it kind of changes your perspective of what they're going through. You know, even people who come in and they're like drug seeking, and everyone's like, oh, they just want painkillers, but why are they actually asking for those painkillers, you know? So it's kind of just all shaped, I think, and then it's nice to find like-minded people, and you kind of see how people react differently, and we even bring our own baggage to how we respond to things. So it's interesting to see, I guess, in the medical field, like, this humanistic approach. And I like how it's starting to be more emphasized as an important thing, not just, you know, the treatment and diagnosis and that kind of thing. A lot of times I feel like you can feel so small, like you have no effect, and especially when maybe even people who are teaching you and your attendings are kind of, you know, sarcastic or talk down about their patients, it's easy to fall into that because you kind of want to be accepted and you're being evaluated, and it's easy to be like, oh, this patient, you know, they're driving me crazy. But you really, I feel like if you don't stop yourself and kind of question that, like, nothing is going to change if we just allow it to keep, you know, going in a negative way. And you really have to kind of think about who that patient is as a person and what brought them there and why they're at that point in their life. And you can't, like, minimize whatever is going on with them or what they're asking for, and maybe we don't understand it completely, and it does get frustrating. And I know that humor is a way to just kind of deflect it sometimes, but you have to just think about, I always think about, like, what if that was me or someone I cared about and I heard those comments, or, and that would just make me feel terrible. So I try to just avoid doing things like that. I think there is a mix of people who, I think everyone has an aspect of humanism, but maybe some aren't as comfortable as addressing it. And I think, you know, sometimes what makes people uncomfortable or unable to relate to people is their own insecurities, really. So, but in medical school in general, there's a big mix of people who are, you know, outright very kind and really try to make an effort to understand their patients, and then there are those other ones who struggle with it. Not that they are bad people, but maybe they just don't even know how to deal with it. They've never, you know, been taught. Maybe their mom didn't tell them when they were little to think about how someone else feels in those situations. So I think there's a good part of my class in medical school that's humanistic, but also I see there's like a weakness on the other hand. My school actually does a really good job of trying to incorporate that into our medical education and make you kind of think about it every step of the way. And it definitely gets a lot of like eye rolls as to like, oh, we have to study for a test, why are we sitting here in this lecture? But, and I've even felt like that before, like felt tired and felt like, oh, this is just another thing I have to go through. But when you think back on it, like the effect that it's had on you later on, you become appreciative of it. And I'm not sure even if everyone recognizes that they're appreciative of it, but I think that having that there somewhere in their career will affect them, you know, in their training. Because it can't really be an afterthought. It all is in the care of a patient. One thing my school that does is really cool, I think, when we're learning about kind of the disease processes, a lot of times we have like a patient come in who's gone through that and might be like end of life and they only have palliative care, but they've been through those experiences and have dealt with those doctors that made them feel, you know, inferior or didn't deal with the situation well, and they kind of give those examples, and you really relate to a real person versus like the simulation of like, oh, you have to deliver bad news and this is how you do it and you go through a practice. But having like a patient really explain to you their journey through it and meeting them is a really cool experience.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.